Good afternoon, friends. This is Dipendra Manocha from the National Association for the Blind India, and I represent the DAISY for All project. The DAISY is for all, and to make this a reality, the DAISY Consortium does realize that 80% of the persons with vision impairment live in the developing countries. When we think of implementation of DAISY in developing countries, certain aspects immediately spring up in front of us. The first being the awareness about these new standards. The fact of the matter is that in the developing countries, organizations who are delivering materials in accessible format are innumerable in numbers. They are working in isolation from each other. They are working on small budgets, trying to meet their ends to provide solutions to the local population, and therefore are often working in isolation and cut off from the information or the global movements such as DAISY, and the kind of benefits or the potential of such technologies which are there. The DAISY for All project therefore has the first target of establishing focal points in the developing countries. These focal points would be equipped with the production facility, with the training facility, with skilled people who are fully capable of delivering knowledge and skill within the country to any and every organization within that region. Similarly, the DAISY for All project also is establishing resource centers so that within the regions such as in South Asia or in ASEAN region, the expertise and the resources are generated, and the problem of coordination and creating awareness within the region is done most effectively. The second aspect which immediately pops up is the cost of these new technologies. The cost for production or for these technologies. The DAISY for All project, for instance, is providing equipment and the expertise to set up the production facilities in the focal points. This takes care of the first cost that the center needs to incur for the starting of the focal or the production systems. But besides that, it also encourages the organizations within this region to work out solutions which are most appropriate for these regions in the most cost-effective fashion. For example, in the resource center established in New Delhi, a very low-cost solution was worked out for transferring the existing analog cassettes to the digital format. This system is costing almost 1/20th of what the other commercial systems are costing in the market for the same purpose. Besides that, in the resource center in New Delhi itself, our e-text library of the source documents has been established in collaboration with the ICEVI Lee Foundation. This e-text library enables production of the materials in braille or in audio using DAISY standards within few minutes in the most cost-effective fashion. And the proof of that is that the materials such as the university books, which were not being provided in a country like India at all, within a year's time, the project is able to cover at least 6 to 7 subjects right up to the university post-graduation level in that short time. The another aspect which the DFA project deals in is the skills which are required for production of materials in these DAISY standards. The DFA project holds two types of trainings for this purpose. The first is the focal point training. Wherever we are establishing the focal point training, we are holding trainings to train the persons of the organizations of that country. The second type of training is the international trainers training, where the focus is to train trainers within the region itself so that the knowledge about the DAISY does not go back with the DAISY consortium once the training is finished. So the trainers remain in the region and they continuously keep on providing the expert knowledge to various organizations within the region. Besides this, another important aspect of the implementation of DAISY standards is the language. We need content in local language. For that, we require playback tools in local language, we require production tools in local language, and we require the content in the local language itself. This is a great software challenge, the challenge for software developers. That is why the DAISY for All project has a software team which is working to sort out these problems. One of the examples of this is an open source playback software which is being developed under the DAISY for All project, which has got high adaptability to the local languages. Every prompt of this software is spoken in a local language wherever we go, and the technical details about how the content in the local language can be produced, including for the Braille production or the talking book production, those aspects are being worked out by the software team which is working under the DAISY for All project. The cost of the player also is a very big issue which comes to mind for what the cost would be for the end users when we are talking about this. For audio playback, for instance, the solutions are being worked out to use the local MP3 players. A software, open source software like EMI, is being developed under the DFA project, and it also encourages local solutions for these kind of problems, such as in India itself, a project for development of a low-cost hardware DAISY playback machine is going on with the local support, local funding support within India itself. So that's the whole outlook of the DAISY for All project and the efforts which are being made so that the developing world is not left out of this very, very, revolutionary movement which is going on all around the world. So I would now like to hand over the mic to my colleague, Mr. Montian Buntan from Thailand, to touch upon some of the aspects of the project.
Thank you, Dipendra. President, Mr. Chairman, honorable guest, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I would like to be very brief because I think we have consumed some time already. I'd like to reiterate the fact that blind people should be proud of ourselves, that throughout the history, for many centuries, whatever has been created for us or by us or with us has contributed to the greater advancement in the world, especially the revolution in information communication technology. So we have to congratulate ourselves. Secondly, there are a lot of talks about Braille versus audio versus large print versus such and such. Here, the DAISY for All project with the DAISY consortium, what we're trying to say both to the blindness community and to the world at large is that there is a way to make an inclusive reading, inclusive intelligent reading system that is inclusive of Braille, that inclusive of audio, text, moving towards complete multimedia. I'm privileged to serve in the Daisy for All project because I believe that the blindness-driven technology could make differences in the world. Because we believe that the blindness-driven technology is good for all. Because we believe that the blindness-driven technology could breach the gap of reading ability, could breach the gap of languages because it is language independent, could breach the gap of the haves and have-nots, and most of all, it is based on the international standard, which is open, non-proprietary, and have a proven record of accessibility. Let us remind ourselves that the more we popularize this blindness-driven technology, the more we will be able to have access to reading materials, and the more we can enjoy all the reading materials with our sighted peers. In Thailand, we are able to convince not only the blindness agency, but the highest rank of the governing system of the country, taking from the Prime Minister to the Member of Parliament, to the Member of the Senate House, and something to be proud of, even people in the royal family like Princess Mahachakri Srinton of Thailand used to say that she likes this daisy because she can count on it when she becomes old. When we talk about Daisy for All, we turn around to talk about All for Daisy. We expect not only library services to produce Daisy materials for us. We expect commercial publishers. We expect government agencies that are supposed to give us public information. And we, in Thailand, throughout this initiative supported by Daisy for All project, are able to create a production house in the prison. So we turn it around that Daisy is for all, even in the prison, and enable prisoners to help produce Daisy books for blind people. So what I'm saying to conclude this is that there are a lot of things that blind people and the blindness community should be proud of, and I believe Daisy will be one of those. Let us move together to make sure that this inclusive and intelligent reading system will be for all, and it will be in the record of the world history. Thank you very much.